back. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Since their launch in San Francisco more than two decades ago, the band Deerhoof has defied definitions and expectations. Among their more than a dozen studio albums, not a single gold. But their shifting styles have continued to endear this pioneering punk rock band to a large and loyal fan base. Producer Max Savage Levinson sat down with Deerhoof's founder and drummer, Maryland native Greg Saunier, to discuss the band's creative process and their determined celebration of chaos.
At the heart of every Deerhoof song lies a tension between the playful vocals of Satomi Matsuzaki banda, 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 and her bandmates' manic blasts of guitars, drums, and noise. Yet even though the band has such a distinct sound, drummer Greg Saunier,
this is Greg, the drummer from Deerhoof,
explains that writing songs together has never come easy for Deerhoof.
It's like this band should never have been formed in the first place. I mean, the four of us are like, come from such different backgrounds and have different ideas of what music is supposed to be. It's just a constant clash. Each of the four of us write songs and we bring it into the rest of the gang. Somebody whip it out, you know, they start playing some song or they send an MP3 of some demo they recorded at home. The other three are just scratching their heads, totally and utterly baffled. We do often throw out other musical examples to each other, but the finished song almost never ends up sounding anything like what any of us had proposed.
Is that ever frustrating for you?
No, it's actually much nicer. I mean, that's the beauty of collaboration, working with other people. You have an idea in your mind, no matter how much you love it. As soon as the other three people get a hold of it, they take control of it, and it takes on a life of its own that you could never have foreseen. When you become very big, and particularly if you have one famous song, one famous album, you become associated with one sound. Your fans and your record label and whatever kind of expects you to repeat it, because, well, we had a success with it last year. Can you do it? Can you pull it off again? We've never had a hit, you know? We've never become a big band. Instead of having the expectation that we'll repeat ourselves, we have this expectation coming from our actual fans themselves that will surprise them, you know, that will do something that they can't predict.
Deerhoof's recording methods can be as eccentric as their music. For their new album, The Magic, the quartet, which also includes guitarist Ed Rodriguez and John Dietrich, hold up in an empty office building in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It was so funny. It was a fluorescent lit, totally bare, you know, just a phone not attached, sitting on this desk, otherwise completely empty in this totally forlorn office park. Every day was like, you know, something new. Somebody comes in with some song, or, you know, we try something that we've been hearing a very extremely rough, you know, demo version of for a few months, and finally we get to try it full blast, and, you know, it was a thrill. It was really fun. It was very brief. It was like a week or something. And then we went straight on to a tour from there. The reason that we could even have 5 or 7 days is because the budget was so low. You know, we were renting just an empty room for nothing, you know, in a friend's parents' building.
Thank you.
We just have to be at our most productive, most creative, most efficient. No distractions. I mean, that's a nice thing about it. No one else there. Not even an engineer, no producer, nobody to argue with or to have to explain ourselves to. It was just the four of us. We really love being able to work with each other that way. So it's a funny combination of being very wild when the recording is going, but then very perfectionistic for the next several months after the recording's been done.
Why is the new album called The Magic?
It's sort of like a self-dare, actually. It's what I hope we can pull off every night, you know? Because we have these songs, and actually the songs are pretty simple, pretty short, you know, a couple riffs on the guitar. But like every night when we're on tour and on stage, it's like we have to make it turn into something that matters in that moment for those people. If we play the same song that we played last time, we have to do something different with it. We're always casting around and reacting to each other in a kind of risky way. Any one of the four of us might throw a monkey wrench into the musical performance at any moment that the other three doesn't expect, and then the other three have to sort of adjust somehow. Somebody suddenly plays a loud note in the middle of a quiet part, and so everybody else has to try and decide, like, do I ignore it? Do I also play a loud note? Does it change the way I feel about the next three bars? And this sort of constant negotiation of how the music is played, kind of loose and rough. We're daring ourselves to try and like pull off that magic every time that we have a show. If a song were a direct translation of one specific thing, point that you had to make, well, then why wouldn't you just say the point? There's something else there, and we don't even necessarily know why. I mean, there's songs that we have been playing for almost 20 years in the set list that I still feel like, wow, tonight I think we almost got it, you know? We haven't quite found the right way to play the song, but we're getting really close.
That's Greg Saunier, the drummer and co-founder of Deerhoof, talking with freelance producer Max Savage Levinson. We've got more information about Deerhoof on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's our show for today. Coming up Friday on Maryland Morning, I'll talk with Joshua Harris, the Green Party nominee for mayor of Baltimore, about his vision for the future of Charm City. And composer James Lee III joins me for a discussion of his new oratorio, Mother's Lament, which he composed in response to the April 2015 uprising in Baltimore. Hope you'll join us. I'm Tom Hall. The Writer's Almanac is up next. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.